Question 1. History. Practice 2. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used. Our topic today is the issue of historiography. Specifically, revisionist historiography. In many academic circles, the word revisionism has come to be used pejoratively. Why do you suppose that is? Well, the reasons are as follows. Whereas some academics still regard historical revisionism as a term simply referring to a re-examination of the past, many historians now believe that revisionism itself has become tinged with a political bias. They argue that many who call themselves revisionist historians are in fact hacks and crackpots posing as academics. Due to their own specific ideological leanings, these revisionist writers present poorly researched papers or publish controversial books and articles that negate or deny specific events in history. Such writings can be particularly dangerous when non-experts read them. This is because, without fully understanding the context, these readers are influenced to condone or support a controversial and often completely inaccurate historical perspective. The best and most recent example of this form of historical revisionism is what has been dubbed Holocaust denial. As most of you are aware, the term Holocaust has come to refer to the war crimes perpetrated by the Nazi regime in Germany between 1933 and 1945 against predominantly the Jewish people. Holocaust deniers are those so-called revisionists who claim either that the Holocaust never happened or that statistics surrounding the murders of Jews and other victims of the Holocaust have been greatly exaggerated. Holocaust deniers and other revisionists deliberately misrepresent and manipulate historical evidence so as to propagate their political bias or to support an ideological bias. Their writing is usually full of logical fallacies and conspiracy theories and without much supportable documentation or verifiable data. Such so-called revisionists are not only giving the term historical revisionism a bad name, they are coloring the entire field in a negative light through their biased and unscientific approach to the past. However, as long as legitimate students and scholars of history remain aware of this trend and work to combat it, genuine historical research and authentically revisionist enterprises can and should continue.